Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. This is Lois Bullock, and this is Let's Talk Truth, and we're so happy to have you join us this evening. We're going to get involved and explore a very, I believe, a topic that we all need to sort of take heed to so that we can live better lives. And this evening, we're going to be talking about closed minds. And if you'll notice, a closed mind is something that you just will not be moved from. You see it your way, and that's the only way you're going to see it. And you refuse to open up and allow yourself to explore different avenues. So if our minds are closed, then that means our futures are very dim, or we have no future. So we're going to explore closed minds, no future. And this show today is we're going to explore how we're losing excitement and momentum in our life. We're at a state now that we're really a sad people. We're a sad race of people because we're just existing. We're not really living. And I believe we were all created to live and not created to actually exist. As I say at the top of every one of my shows, I'm not here to preach to you because I'm sure you have your various teachers, pastors, apostles, whomever you're listening to that you have been set under to learn from. So we're not here to do that, but our show is Let's Talk Truth. And in order to arrive at truth, there's only one truth, and that's God's truth. So in order to arrive at that truth, God has to be the center of everything that you discuss. Otherwise, as said in the song, it's merely our opinion, and our opinion is not something that's stable. We want to welcome our guest this evening to share in this momentous occasion, or Louise. She stops by, and we're so happy that she gets out of her busy schedule just to stop by and give us a hand and share. It's something about having people share with you. When you have someone that really is interested in what you're doing, It makes you feel better. It makes you feel as if you're doing something to bless someone else. So we're thankful for Louise coming by. And we also have in our studio today is Mr. Motivator. And I know Mr. Motivator is very, very busy. He's a very busy man because besides doing his motivational speaking, he is also a stand-up comedian. And you can find him on YouTube if you look at Mr. Motivator 2. He is on YouTube if you want to listen to some of his comedian or his comedic acts. You can check him out on YouTube. So with that said, let's give both of them a hand for being here. Also, I want to say if you want to listen to this show live, you can do so by dialing 323-580-5712. And you're able to listen in. And if you keep praying for us, eventually you're going to be able to talk to us as we share in each program. Also, you're able to listen to the show after if you will look at loisebullock, that's loisebullock, .blogspot.com. You're able to listen to it there. So check out my blog page, and also I would welcome you, your input on whatever it is. If it's something on the show that you don't quite agree with, I wish you'd let us know. And you can do that by sending an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. We welcome your input, whether you agree with us or whether you don't. It's just good to know that we're absolutely reaching a certain audience. So we just thank everyone for tuning in, whether you're on the phone or if you're listening to on the internet or just here being in the studio. We just thank you for being here. Okay, what we need you to do right now, we're going to jump in here and we're going to talk about closed minds. Closed minds sets up a scenario in relationships that causes failure. There's a closed mind just brings everything to a screeching halt because you cannot get past a closed mind person. There's no way. So we're going to explore the many avenues in which a closed mind absolutely hinders our walk or our day-to-day progress. We have closed minds in relationships, husband and wives. We have closed minds. And one thing that's really hitting the country hard is our baby mama drama. It has gotten so bad that there's a website for it. And it's called babymama.com. And it actually, it was founded by a young man who had had baby mama drama for so many years. And we're just going to explore that area a little bit more because I truly believe that that affects our children. That's the only person it's really affecting because grown-ups, you can bounce back from certain things. Children can only do what you teach them to do. And if they're in drama every day, that's what they learn, and that's what they feel that life is all about, drama. So we're going to do that. There's also a closed mind when it comes to our employment, our jobs, the positions we have. So we have closed minds, whether it's in management or employer or employee. There are still closed minds, and it affects everyone. And the greatest place that it affects is in the body of Christ. We have so many closed minds in the body of Christ because everybody thinks that the God they serve is better than the God I serve or you serve. I don't know why we put it like that, the God I serve. We're all supposed to be serving the same God. So, but when we really want to make an impact on someone's life or we really want to make another person feel inferior to you, then we address it as the God I serve. So we're going to ask Louise and Mr. Motivator to just jump right in talking about closed minds and how it affects our future, whether or not we have a future. So, Louise, you want to go first?
Okay. Well, with closed minds, a lot of times people, they come up with these preconceived notions, and they feel like whatever, how way they feel about something, that's the way it is, that's just the way it is. And so they don't want to change from that. So they think that just because they may see something a certain way, then, you know, everybody else will see it that exact same way. So that's how I find that to be closed-minded, because not everybody's going to think the same way you're going to think.
That's right. Mr. Motivator?
I think Louise had a good point. As a matter of fact, when we were out at your church on Sunday, and the Sunday school teacher was talking about people having closed minds and to the degree that they have these illusions or that they sometimes trick themselves because they believe something is there, but in essence, what they believe may not really be there.
Mm-hmm.
And their mind begins to play tricks on them, and they end up getting in situations or making a decision that end up costing them their lives or something even more tragic because of them being closed-minded.
That's right.
And allowing those things to happen.
That's right. You know, you're so absolutely right. Let's tackle, what do you think a closed mind affects the most? The home, meaning the spouses, or the body of Christ? Which affects first? I believe that the home is affected first, and it moves into the body of Christ. Now, and let's take husbands and wives. I can remember when I was a young woman. Of course, I'm young now, but I can remember when I was younger and I was not married. And I worked every day. But do you know, and this is not a proud thing to say, but my husband, when I did get married, he didn't know how much money I made. And I would not share my money with him. And I used to, on payday, you would see the ladies, you know, right, I'm going down to meet my husband. He's coming by to pick up my check. I was so appalled. How dare you let you work and you're going to give your husband your check? Now, I look at me, how I developed over those years. Divorced. Those women still married. Bank account zero. Those women had bank accounts. They could go on vacation. I worked the year round. I did not have a vacation because I had to work. Didn't have the funds to go on vacation. Well, when you do things the right way, if my mind was so closed, because that's how I was brought up, being a strong woman and never allowing myself to understand, why would you share your check with a man? That man being your husband. It wasn't like he was some pimp out there that I was working for, but this was my husband. So I lived like that for many years, and I used to hear people say, women, they had separate bank accounts. My husband don't know I got this bank account, you know. So I'm going to keep putting my money in this one, and he's never going to know that I've got this $100,000 over here. And now that I look back on that, that was such a horrible way to live. And I want to just encourage all young people now, if that's how you are in your relationship with your spouse, then you really need to change it. You really need to change it. That's deception. I don't know how your mind got to that point. Just know it's the wrong place for it to be. And if you're married to someone you don't trust, or you can't trust with your money, why are you married to them? Okay? So what kind of future? You're not going to have a future. I promise you, you will not have a future. If you do, you'll be old, alone, by yourself, looking for a mate. And so it goes on both sides. We have selfish females who want to control everything. I make more money than my husband, John. So therefore, I'm going to absolutely understand and know that he can't tell me what to do with my money. You know, Mr. Motivator, what do you think about that, and how do you think, give us some insight on what men feel when they are stuck with a female like this, or the female absolutely overshadows them because they make more money than they do, and how that makes them feel.
I think looking at that situation, it has both a positive and a negative from each point of view. And I believe that when a man really believes that his spouse or his wife is in his corner, but yet she doesn't trust him with her money, she doesn't trust him with her possessions, it affects his self-esteem. It causes him to feel rejected, and I think it causes him to struggle to some degree with the relationship that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And also it could be vice versa. If a man doesn't trust a woman, it could cause his relationship to stagnate and not grow. And I've had men in my family, I've had friends to tell me that their fathers told them not to ever trust a woman. And I remember one relative in particular said, "Hey, my dad told me you can only trust a woman about as far as you can throw a rock." Therefore, he had mistresses because his dad had mistresses. And I think that believing that and closing their minds to thinking that applies to everyone, every situation. All situations don't apply to every individual. Each situation has different technicalities of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to judge your situation on its own merits. You can't make your situation identical to your dad or your granddad. And I believe that a lot of people miss out in life because they try to make their situation like somebody else, and they're closed-minded to the fact that they may be fortunate not to have someone in their life nowhere like the person that their uncle or dad was hurt about.
You know, I think about people who have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your, do you really, I believe that sometimes when people don't trust like that, they're not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to look at both sides of a situation.
Yes.
Why do we react the way we do? Because someone has programmed our minds to think a certain way. And this is where we get the closed mind from, no future. There is no future in a man being married and having all of these women on the side. And I feel like, though this is a topic for your pastor to discuss with you on marriages, there still is something to be said for people who get into relationships. And I just don't believe God's going to stick you in a relationship and keep you in one where there's no trust. You know, I believe that these are relationships we put ourselves in, and God is not a part of that. So, you know, it's just that our minds are so closed, we fail to let God absolutely come in and give us the real truth, help us to rightly divide that word. We look at, oh, you're committing adultery. With who? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we have to really get in tune with, because our minds can be closed and you can miss the best thing you've ever had in your life,
mm-hmm.
because your mind is so closed to the truth that's being told. So that moves us on to other different areas. Go ahead.
I agree with you on that, Lois, 100%. And you're right. It carries over into other areas. I mean, even if you take having a closed mind and you look at race relations,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that happened in the past, especially things that happened back during slavery, it happened as a result of someone's mind being programmed.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed every other alternative that could exist because they believe what one person said.
Exactly.
You can't trust a black man. All black people steal. Okay, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
There were slaves that were taught that you can't ever trust a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And because of having a closed mind, you close your mind to the fact that, hey, the person who's there for you, who's a real friend, who loves you,
mm-hmm.
who's concerned about you, that person can't be placed in the same category with someone who hates you. And so when your mind is when you have a closed mind,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for you to see any good. There's nothing you can do for me that I'm going to appreciate because
exactly.
I have a closed mind. I see you as being evil. Even though you're doing things for me that you don't do for yourself or anyone else. But because my mind is closed, she's doing that for, there's a purpose, there's a reason she's doing it. She's out to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Closed-minded people create their own illusions and images that exist for themselves that oftentimes aren't real.
Exactly. Now, you brought up a point there because we just finished some great broadcast on Black History in February.
Oh, and I want to commend you on your show that you did for the month. I heard about the awards and the ratings that you got for
having the number one
Blog Talk Radio show covering Black History.
Well, thank
and
you so
I am
much.
So proud of you, Ms. Lois.
You know, I really appreciate it. Things like when we do these broadcasts, and just like we finished with the Black History, we're embarking on a new year. 2013 is just starting. Now, next January, 2014, we'll have a parade, and we will honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we will absolutely honor all of our black inventors and our black trailblazers. And I just hope that we have done something spectacular in 2013 that we can really march about.
Yes.
And know that, yes, our minds did open. We do have an open mind now. We're moving forward. Because you mentioned race relations, I can only say this. We're different colors for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It has to be a reason. But no color is more superior than another color.
That's right.
So, but the only way you can understand that and know that, mm-hmm. it has to be in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
People, Mr. Motivator, Louise, we can march for freedom all day long. But until we open our minds and set our minds free, we're never going to be free.
I agree with you, Lois, 100%. In fact, I looking back, some of the people who did some things in my life, I was very surprised. Some of the people that had a part in my life that did some things to help me weren't the people at all who I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't look like the people that I was expecting. They weren't the color of who I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helped me to have an open mind. Because if you think that your help, the direction in your life, is only going to come from one type of person, mm-hmm. one particular race, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities. You're going to miss a lot of beautiful things.
You won't have doors open. You're not going to have those doors open.
Yes.
Because your mind is so closed. And I want people to stop, and I really do, and I mean this from my heart. I wish people would stop and understand one thing. We cripple ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you in essence, how a closed mind will cripple you. We have back in slavery and moving forward, all of our inventors, they didn't have a television to stand in front of and to impress people, because now this is what our leaders are doing. Our leaders will only come to your rescue or will only open their minds and explore new avenues if they have a television camera in front of them or someone in there writing about them. Mm-hmm. But if look at the inventors. Let's go back to the black inventors back in the day in the 1800s. There were no television cameras.
Right.
So what it's saying to me is your mind is open based on your motive for wanting to do something.
Yes.
See, you have to have a reason to do what you're going to do. You have to have a reason to want to make things better. You and even people don't realize that mates, husbands and wives, you choose to love that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose to love them for a reason other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we really should do, because I believe that God put us together based on our ability to work together for the furtherance of the kingdom. I don't think he put me with a man just because I was size 7 back then, because he knew that size 7 was going to fade away and I was going to move to a size 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if y'all understand what I mean.
Yeah.
In essence, we need to actually open our mind up and realize, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to do what I'm doing? And what's pushing me to do what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really think about it in those terms. You have to have an open mind to be led into a proper place. And I do hope what I'm saying is really not something that people are not going to understand. What I'm talking, Mr. Motivator, can you see what I'm saying? Am I painting that picture that needs to be painted for our listeners to hear? Because a closed mind will not allow you to move into certain arenas and open up and do the proper thing in those arenas, because we're in there for the wrong reasons, or we're being a part of it for the wrong reasons. So the number one question is how I react to a situation and why do I react to a situation? And it all depends on how open my mind is, Mr. Motivator.
Ms. Lewis, I believe you're painting a good picture, because I'm thinking about, I believe it was one of our presidents, JFK, John F. Kennedy, said that, I think he the statement he used was, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you had an open mind to what the president was saying, he was trying to express that we had a part to play in helping the country become better.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at what we're dealing with now, we have President Barack Obama in office,
mm-hmm.
and he's an individual, he's a person just like us. Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect, but some of the ideas and some of the things that he's brought forth are good. But if his constituents have a closed mind,
then
if his party has a closed mind, they're not going to work with him. If the opposite party has a closed mind,
mm-hmm.
and beyond that, if our Congress has a closed mind,
mm-hmm.
and even though they can take this and turn it around so it'll be a better situation for the world, all of us as a whole,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that the president does, no matter how good it is, if the people around him have a closed mind,
they won't see it.
They won't see it. They're not going to accept it, and all they will continue to repeat is, we have an enormous deficit. Our economy is in the worst shape that it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in gridlock.
Mm-hmm.
Gridlock comes from people that have closed minds.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a closed mind, you can't see the light because your mind is closed and there's nothing but darkness. and you couldn't see the truth if it hit you right in the face.
Exactly. And this is what we, this is why our futures are null and void. This is why our futures have come to a place where it's a standstill.
Yes.
We don't have a future now because of the closed mind that we have,
yes,
that we're putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Going from anything you said just a moment ago, our minds are so closed, we absolutely refuse to see what's in front of us. We're still laying on what happened in the past. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I never had a water hose shot on me, you know, in
yes.
public when I'm trying to. But I can appreciate the people who did.
Yes.
And because I can look at your past, the things that happened to you in the past, which opened this door for me in the future, and I can open my mind to understand if this changed from this day to this one, then from the date I put my foot out there, it's going to change again.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we base our lives on God, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever label you want to put on it, God is still the person, that entity that's going to change things.
Yes,
we go to church. I promise you, people will run over you going to church on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
You better get out of my way. I got to get there to hear Reverend so-and-so preach.
Yes.
I got to hear Brother so-and-so. You go to church. I promise you, when you leave church, you know what you're saying? You better get out of my way because I got to get home and get my dinner. That same attitude you had going to church is the same attitude you have leaving church. So what happened to the excuses, the blame that we're using right now to say, we were slaves back in, and the man is holding me down, and this and that. Didn't you learn somewhere in scriptures where God says, I will exalt you in due time? Do we know that with open minds we can stand, we can mark time,
yes,
and God will eventually open up that door for us to walk through, but we've got to stand there and be consistent in what we're doing for the right reasons. I don't care if nobody ever knows how I look. I just want to make sure that something I said on one of these broadcasts gave you something to think about.
Yes.
And not only gave you something to think about, may have encouraged you to walk out into the water where you had feared to walk before.
Yes.
So this is what we have to understand, Mr. Motivator, and it tears me up sometimes that our minds can be so closed.
I agree. One person, when you mentioned that comes to my mind, I thought about Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about her, and in the book it mentioned that she was a quiet woman, a gentle
mm-hmm.
woman, a woman who never really pressed the issue, that didn't talk a whole lot,
mm-hmm.
but there came a time where she couldn't hold back any longer. She had to take a stand for what she believed to be right.
That's right.
And because she decided that she didn't want her mind to be closed to what was right and to accept what was wrong, a lot of people are now in different places. A lot of people are at a different point as a result of this one lady taking a stand.
That's right.
And she wasn't trying to get in the limelight.
That's right.
She wasn't trying to put herself out there.
Mm-hmm.
But a situation came that presented itself, and she had to make a decision. Am I going to stand for what's right? Or am I going to be closed-minded and allow myself to be treated badly and to accept that? And even though she had a rough time, I think the situation, things got rough at home with her husband and her family. A lot of people that were on her side left her.
Mm-hmm.
But before it was all over with, She was raised up. She was acknowledged as a woman of boldness, a woman of bravery, and she lived a great life. And now they have a stamp mm-hmm. that they have in her honor
in
here
her
in Dallas.
Honor.
And I thought that was just
that
amazing.
Is amazing. You see, the problem with the generation now
is
we don't want to wait for our greatness,
yes.
And we don't realize that we walk in greatness every day, and it's not under the limelight. You know, we always want to be seen. We want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I'm not seen or heard, I'm going to force my way to be seen or heard. Even though my mind is so closed, I can't get anything in there past it because it's too much going on now that need the leadership role.
Yeah.
It needs our leaders to step up and do something positive while our leaders are out berating Barack Obama, while they out trying to help open minds of our young people. That's who's dying. That's who's suffering. I look at how many young ladies don't know that their bodies are sacred and a powerful weapon to be used to uplift and to be loving and to be nurtured. We don't know that. That's why we have one section of our life that's just too much. And it's so bad that they have an urban dictionary with the definition of baby mama drama in it. They have a dictionary.
Wow.
It's in the dictionary. And I looked up the definition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For those of you, it says when a woman gives her baby's father pure hell, begging for money, saying he can't see his kids, calling when she needs something,
mm-hmm.
won't work. If she does work, she thinks the father should pay for all the kids' expenses. Always starting drama and ghetto to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the definition of baby mama drama in the urban dictionary.
Wow.
Then there's another definition that says when a guy has a child with one woman, tries to develop a relationship with another woman while still dealing with the baby's mother on a sexual level, his excuse to his new partner, I've got to deal with this so I don't have to deal with her drama. That's my baby's mama.
Mm.
I got to see what she wants or else I'm going to have drama.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about closed minds. First of all, a female,
mm-hmm.
why do you react? You know that baby daddy was something was wrong with him when when you started dealing with him.
Yes.
He wasn't just straight off the vine.
Right.
Of righteousness.
Right.
You knew it was something wrong with him.
Yes.
But you absolutely don't want to accept the fact that you were attached to the wrong person.
That's right. That's right. She knew he was a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you what happens. You know he's a bad boy,
mm-hmm.
but you better than he is. See, that's that closed mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make him change because I'm going to have a baby by him.
Yeah, I'm going to change him.
And I'm going to change him. Duh, no, you're not.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to change him. And 99.9% of the females who deal in baby mama drama, you're not doing it for the baby in the first place.
Yeah.
You're doing it because you want to stay in that man's face.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do right by little Johnny. I'm going to make sure he does. No, you want to make sure that you have him in your face.
Yeah.
But a lot of these men need to get smart. Number one, sex before marriage should be out, you know, out of your mind. But I promise you, our minds are so closed, we think we're abnormal.
Yeah.
Or we think it's an abnormal situation for a young lady to try and keep herself chaste until she gets married.
Yes.
Girl, you what? You know, it's that it's your mind. You want everything to go right now. I want this man right now. Girl, he is just fine. He is just fine, but he's also not going to take care of you and your baby. And they've gotten so bad. You know, it's just so bad. They have a website now that men can go through to, or females, as a matter of fact. It's called babymama.com.
I believe that there are a lot of talk shows that have gotten very popular because these people want to get on TV and they want to expose all of their laundry. And it's really sad.
It really is sad. This website was founded in November 2002, by a person who has had to deal with baby mama drama. They call it the BMD.
Yeah.
For many years. And it has caused so much emotional pain. But, you know, your mind is so closed, you really haven't stopped to explore who is being hurt in this situation.
You're right, the kid.
The child.
That's right.
That child is being damaged.
Yes.
You women that's out there having babies and laying them on some other man when they're not his, you hurting that child.
Yes, they are.
You're hurting that child.
Yes.
And my suggestion, if you have a baby and you don't know who the dad is, suck it up. Just be honest. Tell the baby, your mama was just, you know, being out there. I don't know who your daddy is, but right now I'm going to introduce you to Christ. And he'll make sure you get a daddy.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of things that we're going through, God is the only one that's going to deliver you out of it.
Yes.
But no one is telling us that. Our minds are so closed. You know, people absolutely believe that they can get an answer somewhere other than God.
Yes.
I agree, and I think you're right. I believe that a lot of our leaders should have open minds, even the pastors. Because I've ran into pastors that have told me we're not going to have any rappers of any kind in our church. We don't believe in no praise music. We don't believe in no dancing and putting on the mask and doing the illustrations. We will not have any part in it. But yet, a lot of the young people that are there are just falling by the wayside because they're not trying to look at reaching that person on their level.
Well, see, people don't realize that rapping didn't start with 50 Cent. Or T.I.
Yes.
I mean, rapping started years ago when that's all the black man had to do was stand on the corner and be poetic.
Yes.
And express themselves.
Yes.
What we need to stop being so closed-minded is whatever tool you're using, make sure it's an anointed tool.
Yes.
You know, my theme song for this show.
Yeah, I like your theme song.
Is a rap.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's rapping on everything that has to deal with life.
Yes.
And people need to get past whatever it is you're looking for.
Yes.
And listen to the message.
That's right, the message.
You know, that would be just like a lot of people don't want to receive Christ from a female. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at the package and start listening to the message.
Yes.
That's all God wants us to do. He says he's the messenger, but he's absolutely going to choose who he wants to take that message out there.
Yes.
And I had a person call me and ask me, where in the Bible did it say a woman could preach? I said, well, I don't remember anywhere in the Bible it said a man could preach. I just know God wrote the word for male and female. He said, you know,
He was making us male and female in his own image. And he said, you know, the scripture says, in the last days, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. My sons and my daughters will prophesy. And what I want everybody to do is open your mind up enough to hear God so that just make sure where your feet are planted, you will put there. Stop worrying about who else was called to preaching, who wasn't called to preach. That's not your call. That's your closed mind that's got you examining those areas. And when they examine those areas, then all you have to do is just listen.
That's right. Because if you don't have a closed mind, your mind is open to the truth. All you want is the truth. And the truth is what's going to open your eyes up. The truth is what's going to set you free in your thinking. And it's all a battle in the mind.
Exactly.
And now, we can win that battle.
And we've got to win that battle because these pastors need to stop holding people hostage or making criminals out of them. Handcuff that person over there because they're not doing the way I'm going to do it. And 9 times out of 10, you've got a skeleton in your closet big as I don't know what, you know, because some of them got at least one baby in the church by somebody that's not your wife, you know, and just so many things that's going on. And some pastors have 3, 4, 5 babies that, you know, your wife is sitting in the corner. I can say emphatically, find the woman with the saddest eyes in the church, and I grant you, it's the pastor's wife.
And you're so right.
Because she has to go through and accept so much in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honey, you got to let me go spend the night over Sister So-and-so. She may leave my church.
Mm.
You know, so now what I just said may have been stretching it a little bit, but it's the truth. You know, we have to talk truth. And we have to get to the point where our minds have got to be open enough to see these things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see them, you can't stop them.
I agree. When you have a closed mind, you tend to want to just feel like you can handle everything yourself. That's why you see there are so many people that feel that, hey, I don't want to go to a church. I don't want to go to any church because I was there and I saw how they made a difference. They treated me really bad, and they treated this person over here really great. Because when people have closed minds, they don't realize, they're not always aware of what they're doing sometimes. And there's a big impartiality. They make a difference in certain individuals. And that creates more conflict when Sister Wilson can do whatever, say whatever, and then somebody else has talked about it, and they're put down, and they're judged for a certain situation, and they know Sister Wilson can do whatever she wants to do, even if it's not right, and she can, I'm going to tell them off.
Mm-hmm. And what we have to understand is, if you're in the body of Christ, pastors need to lay before God all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You need to lay before God. You don't need to lay before man. You need to lay before God. And we have a certain accountability, but we need to be accountable to God, not man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I promise you, it's hard for me to find someone now in the body of Christ because that you trust, because people have such an agenda. You know, why are you doing what you need to do?
Yeah.
Why? So, you know, a closed mind will absolutely hold you up. A closed mind will shut your future down. It will make your future of non-existent. And if we don't open up our minds and stop existing, that's all we're doing every day is just existing.
We go to bed existing, get up in the morning and start to exist all over again, and we're not making an impact on anything to further the kingdom of God because our minds are so closed.
I agree. I think a closed mind is closed off to everything. A closed mind is closed off from helping, reaching out and giving a helping hand to others.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's one of the reasons why a lot of jobs are sent overseas, because the people that have closed minds worry about not getting work. They worry about having more money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have more money than they know what to do with, and therefore they worry so much about having more money that they don't realize or look at the people that are suffering, the people that are in poverty, the people that need jobs.
Exactly.
And therefore they tend to keep promoting jobs overseas, or they keep erasing jobs,
mm-hmm.
because their mind is closed and they only see one entity, and that's themselves.
Exactly. When we get to the point where we can open our mind to say, this is enough money for me.
Yes.
How much money can we spend?
Yes.
I mean, we just want to be richer and richer. I want to have more and more and more. And you will not bless anybody. You won't give. I'm going to hold it to myself. A lot of people look down on me. You know, I have more money than she has. She thinks she is so brilliant, but I've got, yeah, but I give more than you do. You don't give to anybody.
Right.
So you should have your first dollar you made when you came out of high school.
Yes.
Because you refuse to give.
Mm-hmm.
You just won't give.
Yes.
It's just not in you to give. Your mind is so closed, and I don't know why people think that when they pay tithes and offering, you're giving it to the preacher. All I say is obedience is better than sacrifice. If he takes it and burn it up, that's on him,
right.
Not on you.
Yes.
So this is what, you know, it's just something we've got to do on a day-to-day basis, make sure our minds are open to receive and to do the right thing, whatever it is, whatever we feel that that right thing is. We've got to do it and encompass everything. We started with the home, we went to the church, we went to our personal lives as young people with children without marriage, without the benefit of marriage. We go to our jobs. A lot of us have problems with our job. We want to change jobs like we do our shirts, you know, because I'm not satisfied with this, I'm not satisfied with that. Sometimes we need to stand still and allow your mind is open up to know that I'm not going to be held. You can't hold me down forever.
Yes.
You cannot hold me down forever. You're going to have to let me go. And when it's time for me to go, I will move up. I will expand. I will move out. And so we're getting down. We have 6 minutes left
mm-hmm.
in the broadcast. But what I want to do, I want to encourage everyone. First of all, let's encourage our leaders. Open your mind up, leaders. Stop blaming someone else for a course that if you stay on it long enough, you're going to reach the end of that road. Leaders, stop and look around you. You have been assigned a territory where people need help. Open your mind up and get out there and help them. Teach them. We've got so much knowledge in our older men that they could absolutely open little classes every day, teach these young black men, young white boys, young Mexicans, teach them how to do what you do or what you've done. You've made a ton of money on a certain thing, a certain skill that you have.
Yeah.
Teach somebody else that skill. Don't let it go in the grave with you, because that means you have closed the door.
Yes.
For someone.
That's correct.
Every time you pass knowledge on, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You open a door for an individual. And this is what I'm encouraging us, the leaders, to do. I'm encouraging you young ladies. Yes, both men, both male and female, you're responsible if you bring a baby into this world.
Exactly.
But if the lady says no, the man can't do anything. And if he does something, it's rape. So, young lady, stop getting mad because you're pregnant because you had the opportunity to say no. You had the opportunity to say no. But because of your mindset, because you refuse to change the way you think, you have gotten yourself in trouble. But just because you're in trouble, open your mind up. You can move on to another state. And in every area, employers, treat your employees with dignity. Treat them with dignity. Because if you don't, it's going to hurt you. Your minds are closed if you think you're going to get away with in 2013 what people got away with in the 1700s. You're not going to get away with it because there's a bigger person out there that we're looking to now, and it's a man from on high. He sits high, but he looks low. He can see every little low thing that's going on. So let's do that. Let's nurture our children. Let's learn to trust. Husbands and wives, let's come together. The scripture says, try the spirit by the spirit.
Yes.
If you get to a point where you're not sure what's going on, try the spirit by the spirit. Is this something that God would say? Is this what he's going to say? Is this what's going to go on? Stop trying to isolate yourself. An isolated mind is a closed mind. You cannot live by yourself.
Yes.
If you're trying to sit in one place and never move and never do anything, you're so closed-minded, you're not going to help anyone. So what else are we offering? We've got to do something better than what we've done in the past.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. I think a closed mind is a small mind.
Very much so.
A closed mind is a mind that's limited on thinking. A closed mind is a mind that's been conditioned, and it only looks at one thing and one thing only. We got to grow out of that small mind, and we got to develop a bigger mind with a wider scope, and therefore we can help more people if we have a wider mind, a broader concept, a larger, better way of thinking.
That's right. And I'm going to leave you with this scripture. In essence, it says, this is not the exact quote of the scripture, but it all has to do with your mind and the way you think. It says that God is there and he's greater to give you more than you can ask or think. So don't limit him by limiting what you believe. Don't limit him by limiting what you're going to expect in life. Expect big things and always shoot for the sky. And if you don't hit the moon, you're going to hit somewhere up there in the atmosphere. You're not going to hit the ground. So this is what we have got to learn to do. So I want to say that I am so elated to have shared these minutes with Mr. Motivator and with Louise and with our listening audience and those of you that's going to listen on tomorrow and the next day. I want to give a special shout out to my friends, my new listeners in Greenmont, Texas, and I want to give a shout out to my listeners in Houston and Midland, Dallas, Lubbock. Hopefully we're going to get, overseas. We've been getting some listeners from overseas. These are countries and places that I have to get Google to find out how to pronounce the names. But, I mean, I'm just thankful for everyone who's interested in I just hope that everyone has something that you can open your mind to on tomorrow. And you can write me at Let's Talk Truth 333@yahoo.com, and know that this is my my heart, and this is Lois Bullock, Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Y'all be blessed. Good night.